This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 191 for Monday, December 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher on Monday morning, despite mixed support from comparable oils. The January canola contract bumps up 70 cents at $646.10 per ton, and the March contract gains $1.20 at $660.10 per ton. Global crude oil prices are on the rise, with spillover going into the vegetable oils. There are gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil, but European rapeseed is lower. Meanwhile, Chicago soy meal nudges up, but soybeans are slightly lower. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its December supply and demand report on Friday afternoon. Based on Stat Canada's production report of 18.33 million tons of canola from earlier this month, AAFC holds the oilseeds exports at 7.7 million tons. Meanwhile, the department raises domestic usage to 10.78 million tons and ending stocks rise to 1.45 million tons. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Monday morning, with the loonie at 74.74 U.S. cents. A Reuters report says Brazil's second corn crop could tumble by 12.7 million tons compared to last year. Another report states Brazil will continue to be plagued by a very dry north and an excessively wet south. However, production of corn and soybeans are still projected to be very good. Meanwhile, Ag Rural places the Brazil soybean planting at 94% complete. A British petroleum vessel carrying veg oils was struck by missiles fired by Houthi rebels in Saudi Arabia. BP says it's pausing its oil shipments through the Red Sea for the time being. In international purchases, Algeria issues tenders for 200,000 tons of feed corn and 70,000 tons of soy meal. Saudi Arabia says it's acquiring 1.35 million tons of wheat. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Monday morning. The March contract gives up 2 cents at $13.29.5 per bushel. March soy oil gains almost 0.4 of a cent at 50.53 cents per pound. March soy meal nudges up 70 cents at $397.30 per short ton. Corn is lower as its March contract loses 3 cents at $4.80 per bushel. Oats are higher as its March contract rises 4 cents at $3.77. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago March gives up 7 cents at $6.22.5. Kansas City March also drops 7 cents at $6.36. And Minneapolis March retreats 8.5 cents at 7.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.